All right, it's Dave Plyer in for Steve Cochran on this Memorial Day Monday here on 720 WGN. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? Does that? It's baseball in Chicago. It's WGN baseball, right?
Where else?
Where else, exactly. Well, the Cubs are number one in baseball, and if you're a Cubs fan and never taken a historic Wrigley Field tour, you are missing out on one of the coolest and most historic tours in Chicago. They just happen about every day, and the tours really provide a behind-the-scenes view into the operations of this classic ballpark celebrating 102 years. But the Cubs are celebrating 100 years playing at the classic ballpark, and joining us live in studio is Evan Hill, who is the head of tour experiences of Wrigley Field and the Chicago Cubs. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
This has become kind of a little bit of a tradition ourselves having you here, because I got to tell you, I love doing these tours. My kids look as forward to going to a game as they do the tours, because it's such a great behind-the-scenes experience.
Yeah, I appreciate hearing that. I think it's, you know, it's been a really exciting time for us the last couple seasons, seeing the way the team plays. Lucky for me, I mean, even when the team isn't playing well, people love the history of Wrigley Field. It's, a like you said, 102-year-old ballpark, and people want to experience that. I think we see a lot of, you know, we just had the Phillies in town, we got the Dodgers in town now. Those fan bases want to come out to Wrigley Field. They want to travel with the team. They want to watch and root for their team, but also, you know, experience a pregame tour and learn about the history.
The excitement around the front office must be wild, surreal of what's happened in this season.
It's amazing. You know, when we brought Theo in, I think everybody knew things were going to change and improve. But as he laid out, it's going to take a little while. And I started with the team in 2011, and I've seen some really down years. We were all sort of looking at 2016 as the year things might start to turn around. So last year was just a really exciting surprise.
Well, I just remember the end of the season a few years ago that it was emptying out in September. People were going home after that. And the excitement and things that have changed so significantly in the last few years is incredible.
Yeah, so quickly. And you know, even it was a bummer to lose the NLCS in four games like that. But I saw a similar thing. I don't know if you watched the Cavs-Raptors game the other night. The Raptors fans were so supportive of the team, even though they lost to the Cavs, and we were seeing that at Wrigley as well.
Yeah,
we got
of course
swept by the Mets, but of everyone course really appreciated the season that we saw.
Absolutely.
It was really exciting.
Absolutely. Now, how did Wrigley become Wrigley? Just a little history here. It's the second oldest ballpark in Major League Baseball.
Yep, second oldest ballpark behind Fenway Park in Boston, and the stat I really love. So Wrigley Field is 102 years old. Boston Fenway is 104. But the next oldest is Dodger Stadium, which I believe was built in 1952.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's a big span there.
And then you're seeing teams like Texas, the Braves. The Braves moved into Turner Field in 96, I believe, 97, and they're already opening up a new ballpark in, I think, next season. So
I was at Chase Field in Phoenix, and they were complaining about, this park's like 20 years old already.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Now, this was built in 1914 for the Chicago Federals, not even for the Cubs.
That's right.
That's why we're celebrating 100 this year for the Cubs.
That's right. Yeah, the Chicago Federals, the Federal League only lasted a few years, but the Federals played there when the league folded. We had this beautiful ballpark that Charles Wiegman built, and nobody would play in it, so the Cubs moved in, and like you said, this is 100. We got to celebrate 200-year anniversaries, 100 years of Wrigley Field 2 years ago, and now we've got 100 years of the Cubs at Wrigley.
I love that. It was Cubs Park until it was renamed Wrigley Field in 1926, and it's been the site of such historic moments in baseball.
Yeah, that's another great thing we talk about on tour, historic moments in baseball and historic moments you know, in other sports. The Bears played football there for 50 years from 1921 to 1970.
Most people don't know that, at least of a generation.
Yeah, that's I always love on the tours watching. You know, you see the few people that, you know, go on the tour and they know all the history already, and the other people just the wide eyes, like, what?
Yeah. And then you've got, I mean, Ernie Banks, of course, 500. Babe Ruth's called shot. Is that lore or is that real?
What are you talking about? That definitely happened. Yeah.
Okay, right.
That's a fun thing for baseball historians to debate too. And now you could just pull up the clip. Did Bryce Harper call a shot? Did, you know, so and so call a shot? But you know, we don't have footage of Babe Ruth. There's some pictures, some grainy photos that looks like maybe he did it. There's this story that maybe he was, you know, feuding with the Cubs shortstop at the time and he was pointing at him, but we'll never know. But on the tour, we will always tell you that that's what happened.
And I like that. The bleachers, the scoreboard, were constructed in 1937.
1937, that's right. And that's when the Ivy went in as well. So again, we're talking about the Braves moving out of their ballpark after 20 years. We didn't even have Ivy, one of the most iconic parts of Wrigley Field. It took us about 20 years to put that in.
And then, of course, the lights added in 1988. And there's so many events and movies filmed at Wrigley, most notably Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which is celebrated 30 years.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for the Ferris Bueller fans as well.
Yeah. Now, what are you going to see on a daily tour? Tell folks what they're going to see.
So on a non-game day, we get a lot of access with the team out of town. So we're going to be out in the bleachers, the newly renovated bleachers. And actually, if you haven't been out to the bleachers this season, there's some really nice display cases in the bleacher concourse, which has a lot of more room to walk around in now that it's been renovated. But some great display cases that really show the history of Wrigley Field, the history of the franchise. There's a display case just dedicated to celebrating last season. So you'll see Arrieta's pajamas that he wore after he threw the no-hitter, some champagne bottles, some really cool stuff. So yeah, you'll be out in the bleachers. You'll go in the visitors clubhouse, which is arguably my favorite stop on the tour. If you haven't seen it, it's small, it's cramped, but the history in there, I mean, that's been the same visitors clubhouse the whole time we've been at Wrigley Field. So
amazing.
You think about the fact you're standing in the same spot as Willie Mays, Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, like all of the legends have been in that spot.
Amazing.
The tour also go up to the press box, down on the field and in the Cubs dugout. So,
and it is a very different tour, non-game day versus game day. You almost have to do both of them because they're a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah. Game day, yeah. Obviously, we don't get as much access. You can't go in the visitors' clubhouse. Yeah. You can't go in the press box because the players and the press are there. But being in the ballpark as they're getting ready for the game, you see some players working out on the field. You see the vendors getting their stands ready. It is a different experience, and there's a different buzz to the tour. It's kind of exciting.
And there's different tour options, too. So this is about 90 minutes long, but you can do private tours. You can do school. There's camp tours, all kinds of other different tours, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. We host a lot of school groups, April and May, obviously huge for school groups, and we're in that point where we're transitioning into camp groups as well. Student groups of 20 or more people, it's $10 per person. So it's a nice little field trip option for schools and camps.
And the cost of the tours?
The cost for the public tour is $25 per person. That's for the 75 to 90 minute tour.
Predictions for today's game for 4 o'clock, 4:25. What is the game? Is it 4:05?
4:05. Yeah, and I want to remind everybody if they're holding a 120 ticket, it is a 4:05 game.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Predictions for the game: we're winning 5-1 today. I feel good about that.
All right, 5-1. Andy, what do you got?
Hey, they're going to miss Clayton Kershaw, so that's all good.
All right.
Yeah, that's all good. Okay. The pitching has been great, so one run sounds good.
All right, right. Okay, and then you still got tours available today. 9 o'clock still open?
Yeah, the 9 a.m. we still do have availability. You can get tickets calling 1-800-THE-CUBS or go to www.cubs.com/tours.
And for our listeners, you have a pair of tickets to give away. So we'll take the seventh caller on the contest line, 312-591-7000. That's 312-591-7000, the seventh caller. Evan's got two tour tickets to give away. So we'll do that again, 312-591-7000. Again, for more on the tours, go to wrigleyfield.com/tours.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Sorry, cubs.com/tours.
Cubs.com/tours. All right, Evan Hill from the Chicago Cubs, thanks. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, pal.
Hey, thanks for having me.